USA Radio News.
Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but officials warn of dangerous flooding from inland rivers. FEMA's Jeffrey Byard.
This storm had the potential and has destroyed infrastructure. We know we have isolated road closures, multiple road closures from both interstates all the way down to county and local roads.
The biggest immediate concern is flash flooding. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
If you're in a low-lying area, you need to leave and go somewhere else.
The rivers are overflowing with rain from North Carolina. Colonel Alvin Taylor heads the state's Natural Resources Agency.
Still on the same time frame of those rivers starting to rise sometime Tuesday into Tuesday night, Wednesday, the Waccamaw River Basin may actually be delayed into Wednesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
More tariffs may be imposed on China. The Wall Street Journal report comes after the White House invited Beijing to hold new talks on their tariff dispute. Last week, President Trump told reporters such a move could come soon. The Journal report cites unnamed people familiar with the matter who say the tariff level will likely be set about 10%. That's below the 25% announced earlier this year. Federal investigators continue to determine what triggered a series of gas explosions that destroyed dozens of homes in the Boston suburbs. Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board has some preliminary findings.
We believe that the gas did indeed flow into homes at significantly greater flow rates and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The real question for this investigation is to answer why this occurred.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Senate Democrat says Kavanaugh's confirmation should not be delayed. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The FBI has confirmed it received unspecified information about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh last week. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama tells CNN's The State of the Union that the allegations involving sexual misconduct from his high school days are serious.
It should have been brought up at least behind closed doors. I mean, it's a really serious allegation. At the same time, it's a very difficult situation when you've got allegations like this, very sensitive allegations that are important, and you want to respect the wishes of a victim as well as be fair to the people, the person that's being accused.
Jones says it would not be good practice if U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation process was further delayed over the anonymous allegation of sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A FEMA cell phone test is coming this Thursday. John Clemens has details.
Most of us are used to severe weather warnings or amber alerts, but this one will be a test of a national emergency. At 2:18 Eastern on Thursday, your cell phone will make a loud noise with a special vibration with a message that will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Cell phone users will not be able to opt out of the test on Thursday. It has been scheduled to ensure that the alert system works in the event of a national emergency. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.